mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now 30 seconds into hour number three. 40 seconds into hour number three now. And it's wide open telephones, kind of open line Thursday. Any issue you want to discuss, any news item, any topic. Later, Prison Planet InfoWars website's staple of 911 college course. College course is called 911, The Road to Tyranny. Britain's plan to save the planet from quakes and asteroids. This is the Times of London. While kids die, Muslim clerics call vaccines a U.S. plot. Chicago Sun-Times. Well, they aren't calling it a plot. It's mainstream news over there that they're putting different toxins and pathogens in the vaccines. Nobel laureates have gone public. They've tested it and caught them. A UN-controlled internet, I want to cover this, is very serious. And removal of three from Bush visit probe, I want to talk more about this. FBI demands logs from radical website. Confused cops sworn woman after birth, she couldn't get to the hospital, had the baby in her car, and they didn't know how to respond to it, so they pointed guns at her and told her to get out of the car. And then another doctor, two blocks from a hospital, going 10 miles over the speed limit, told the cop, look, I'm a doctor, I'm in my outfit, I got to go deliver a baby. And the cop said, I don't care, don't speed, and arrested him. I mean, it just shows the craziness. That's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Angela in Connecticut, up in Skull and Bones country. Angela, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And blessings to you and your lineage a thousand times, because we are in Skull and Bones territory, not very far from New Haven. And I've truly spent time with my partner, who's a chiropractor. We're both professionals and studying your work purposely, because we're inundated around here, unbelievably so, with the elitists. And I want to share with you a couple of things. First of all, I lost two friends and a cousin in 9/11. My family has been truly given relief with your information about what truly happened at 9/11. So I thank you for that, because we knew something was radically wrong. My cousin, who was a senior vice president in Cantor Fitzgerald, was lost in that. And
let me just say this real quick, because you bring up a good thing. Thank you for the kind words. People think the truth's going to hurt, but everybody deep down knows something's wrong. It feels better to know the truth. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. It does truly feel better to know the truth. I have always believed, I'm a psychotherapist for over 26 years, and believe the truth will set you free. Often you first have to throw up, because it can be so revolting to actually feel it and hear it. But it really is the truth. So thank you so much. And we have purchased your films, and we, in fact, listen to you every day. There isn't a day that goes by that we really don't listen to you, because you are so filled with such vibration and such energy. It's wonderful. I've been asked to address the UN on Earth Day, and this is really very important, because the information that you bring and have brought to me and my partner, I'm going to be doing some sharing at that level. And it should be a stirring address that I'll be doing there. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I mean, I'm honored. I better do a better job, all these people paying attention to the show. But also, when you do address those people, obviously the UN's like anything else. It's filled with people who want to do good, who are compartmentalized, just like the CIA, or just like the Baptist Church, or just like the Catholic Church. But at the top, it's all been infiltrated. Yes. But I hope you do expose them to the truth about 9/11.
Well, I tend to do my best, and on that note, we were at Wesleyan College listening to Cy Hirsch, who was the Pulitzer Prize winner last week for the My Lai Massacre expose that he did, and we brought up your name and your work, so that's gotten out to that university as well. But I have a tribute to Terry, if you don't mind. Because
yeah, stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back after this quick break, Angela, and then we'll get to... Eric and Robert and Tim and Sean and others. Stay with us, folks.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Got about 51 and a half minutes left in this live Thursday edition. Terry Schindler, her name that you know her by, Terry Schiavo, died after almost 14 days of agonizing torture. And I'm sure those that were out promoting it and calling her names in the different newspapers and on different websites are very happy with themselves. You got what you wanted. By inflicting death, you subconsciously think that you're somehow extending your life. It's kind of the greed factor. These lovers of death, in a sick way, think they get more life out of being able to exercise death. It's like a security blanket. In truth, you set up a system where none of us are safe, and you generate death. You're truly sick. Angela in Connecticut, you were going to talk about Terry. Go ahead.
Yes, a couple of things. First of all, I work with domestic violence education and work with the perpetrators of violence for a number of years. And I do believe that Michael, unfortunately, if we were to discover, go back and look, there is indication that...
Well, we have all these doctors and nurses and other people that are witnesses.
Yes. And there's no question the way he's treated her in her treatment, supposedly.
Didn't locking somebody in the dark for a decade a nice thing to do?
No, obviously not. I mean,
not letting
the professional,
the parents,
no, it's not okay.
Not letting the parents give her drinks of water? I mean...
No, if this is really sick, and this is a statement, and I think I can't thank you enough because you're really proponent in making sure that we protect life from fetus to to old age. And this is exactly what we need to have these things highlighted. And I have, in fact, a tribute to Terry, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
Share this, because it comes from Ecclesiastics, or it's written by Dr. Timothy Ross Whalen, who's written like 9 books in regards to this whole work. There is a line we must never cross should we be termed humanity at all, to feed into another person's loss. Begin by asking who on earth is boss, or we that judge descendants from the fall. There is a line that we must never cross, to take the flow of life away and toss, though action slowly grinds into a stall, to feed into another person's loss, until the bearing heart flows dry to dross, as dust becomes the concentrate of gall. There is a line that we must never cross, though sun one day will not burn us like moss that clings by shade and moisture to a wall, to feed into another person's loss. Look here upon this line and do not gloss. Although the eye is bleeding from the ball, there is a line that we must never cross, to feed into another person's loss.
All right. Well, Angela, the beautiful words, and thank you for the call. And call us back after you've talked to the UN about 9/11 and government involvement. I want to hear the response you get. Before I go to Eric and Robert and Tim and Sean, everybody else, number one, the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I wanted to comment just about how thankful I am. I mean, life is a beautiful, wonderful thing. There's so much beauty in life, so much innocence. Life is such an incredible adventure. I mean, to be able to have children and love them and raise them and see their beautiful little twinkling souls, learning and enjoying life and exploring. It's just magic beyond belief, and God gives us this. And to walk through the woods on a spring morning with the dew on the ground and to smell those smells and to see the moon and the stars and, you know, God's handiwork in the firmament, to go and visit your grandmother. Enjoy talking to them and hearing the wisdom of what they discovered in their life, or talking to your grandfather, or going out on the boat, deep sea fishing out there, and seeing the color of the waves and the foam and the seabirds, and casting your line and pulling up the beautiful fish and taking it back to dock and preparing it and cooking it and sitting with friends and family, and just enjoying camaraderie and the fulfillment of being able to work really hard on something like a documentary film and to really bust your hind end on it, and then to see it come forward and be better than you thought it would be, and then to see it affect so many people and see so many strong people with courage stand up against corruption and evil. There's just all that beauty. All I see is beauty. And I want to talk about something here. The killer instinct. You know, I have a killer instinct. And it's something I was proud of when I was young. I was proud of the fact that most people, when they get in a fist fight, will hold back. They have an automatic psychological point that holds them back from you really hitting somebody as hard as you can. Because you really hit somebody as hard as you can, I mean, it kills them a lot of the time. And I grew up in Dallas, and things were rough in the 80s. I was in probably 50 serious fist fights with people that weighed 100 pounds more than me that were trying to hurt me. And I was very prideful about the fact at first it was bullies attacking me, and I finally learned to fight back, and I beat them up real bad. And that was when I was like 12, 13. And then pretty soon, you know, people want to get in fights with you, or, oh, who's this little guy? I can tear him up. And, you know, at the point somebody would crack me upside the head with post hole diggers, I'd just black out and be able to pick them up and throw them 10 feet and punch people, and their skulls would crack. And, you know, I have that killer instinct. And I'm not in some macho fashion bragging about it. It's just very dangerous. And I never felt any remorse when I'd go shoot a deer at 500 yards. And I'd never feel remorse if I accidentally stepped on a lizard in my yard. I've talked about that before. I would feel no remorse. I liked watching in 1991, I liked watching the bombs blow up buildings. I just liked it. When we invaded Iraq, But as I got older and I learned more, a little bit of wisdom, and I'm still pretty stupid. I'm 31. I learn more all the time. It's hard for me to shoot a deer. And I want to be clear. It's not bad to shoot a deer if you're shooting it for food and you're doing it from that instinct. That's a healthy instinct. But with the globalist, it's a warped hunting instinct, a warped predator instinct that they're kind of perseverating on. They're like stuck on it. It's like replay. It's like a predatory instinct gone completely awry. And now if I go hunting and I shoot a deer and then, you know, turn it into, get it processed into food and then, you know, cooked in a stew or fried up on a grill, whatever, well, that's a good thing. But I'm thankful for the deer. And I appreciate its life, and I appreciate that that's its role. But I don't know. I would say at one point in my life there was a certain, and a lot of people have this, there was a certain power in it. And that's gone now. And now, let me be frank with you, I love life so much, it's not a weakness. I don't like to even kill bugs. I don't take the pleasure I used to in poisoning the fire ants. It's just got to be done because they're dangerous. But the point is, I could have gone down that dark side path, folks. I mean, I have felt the power of the dark side. I mean, if you really want to be honest, I knew people who were into Satanism. And when I was in early teens, I was very close to going over to the dark side. But something kept me back from it, and I once had a pastor who really had great discernment tell me that God's seal is on me. And I've always belonged to God and to Jesus, and I'll never belong to the New World Order. And I love life, and I don't like death. But I don't fight death because I hate it. I do hate it. It's a natural, it's good to hate at a certain level. But the love is so much stronger. The power of love, the power of goodness, the beauty, the purity. I just wish people could truly partake of goodness and get the evil out of them, because evil is all around us, and I see it everywhere. I see it so clearly, and I see it. I know what it wants. It hates life. It's threatened by life. It wants to destroy life because it's so unhappy, and it sees us enjoying our lives. It sees beauty and honor and decency and duty and everything that's good, and it hates it. It hates it because it's given itself totally over to darkness, the most pitch black that you can imagine. And I can see it. And let me tell you, when you get real discernment, I mean, sometimes I hope my discernment doesn't get much better or much stronger. Because it increases exponentially yearly, and I'm very frustrated and angry with myself that I am a babbling, arrogant fool much of the time. I don't have the capacity to articulate my understanding of what I see. But I know this: we are called to stand up for the human species. We are called to stand up for the little ones. We are called to stand up for all that is beautiful. And so many people have been seduced by the dark side. And Hollywood tries to portray that dark side in its fictitious fashion. It resonates and is popular with the public because people know it's real. God is real, the devil is real, good and evil is real, and it's all around us. And I feel so sorry for people that have been shut off from this and have never experienced this and don't know this. I hope and pray that those of us that love God and love goodness will have the strength and the courage to stand up against this beast and to warn everyone and to just do our duty to warn people. Duty is ours. Consequences belong to God. And it just disgusts me to watch people buying lottery tickets and being abused by that system with their false hopes. It makes me so sad to see people on Prozac and Ritalin. It makes me so sad to see young children playing these violent video games, turning them into psychopathic killers, honing their killer instinct, nurturing the beast. We already are born with so much of the dark side in us, folks. We don't need to nurture it. to water it, to breed it. We'll be right back with your calls.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
All right, let's hurry through your calls. Is it Eric in Texas? Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Dan, Alex.
Good.
Eric Fortman. I'm a Prison Planet contributor and a subscriber.
Yeah, you sent me a book you wrote, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good book.
I've been a member of PrisonPlanet.tv for a month, and I haven't even waded through 20% of the stuff. I want your listeners to know that. It's just phenomenal. But I have a few things to say about Perry Schindler. I'm going to say them real quick, and then you comment about her 13th day occult ritual slaying. That I was under.
Yeah, notice assumption. They wouldn't let the family in.
Exactly.
And we have a sworn affidavit from a nurse that he was trying to kill her years ago. Go ahead.
Yes, I was under the assumption, I guess I was wrong, that the federal government's main duty was to protect the citizens' right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and they are not doing that duty at all. In fact, they're doing the opposite. Thomas Jefferson set the precedent for going against the Supreme Court and said that if it's unconstitutional, the executive or the legislative does not have to follow.
And then Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson, yes. And the last thing I have to say is that what exactly are they thinking? What exactly are they thinking that we're going to do? That
They're just selling us on death.
And 70% of the people are just following in line?
Well, they're using an ABC poll. Most of the polls show it's about 40% are for this, 60% are against it. If you ask the question, you know, we don't know what this woman wanted. She was rehabilitatable, but she's been not given treatment for 10 years. Oh, well, by all means, save her. But if you say this woman's a complete vegetable and wanted to have the medical treatment and taken off life support, then 60-something percent say, oh, then by all means, kill her.
I got it. Well,
it's how they phrase a poll.
Right.
You know, it's like, do you support Bush protecting you from terrorism with the Patriot Act? 70%.
Right.
Oh, yes, I do. If you say, do you support the government breaking in your house without warrants for all criminal cases? Well, 90% say no.
It's how they ask the question. It's one of their many forms of brainwashing and leading the public on. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Eric. And I'm glad Jack Blood's going to carry your book. I meant to call you and carry your book. I got cases of books I've decided to carry that I never even put on the shopping cart. Other people's books. Nice little books he's been writing. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Florida. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, Rob. Alex, I'm calling outside from the death torture chamber here in Pinellas Park. A couple things. On Sunday, I read a 9-page statement to the Pinellas Park police. I told them that I was endeavoring to enter the hospice to provide hydration to Teresa Chavo. I wasn't interested in a symbolic arrest. Obviously, they didn't permit me to do that. I also told them I was endeavoring to explain the fundamental mysteries of the Catholic faith to her, and I understood they told me I was not going to be permitted to do that. But at that juncture, what I did was I had written out a statement, and I got a filmed copy of it from a guy here who works with a cable TV station, and he's going to send you a copy today. He already put the whole thing into a DVD. But my purpose was to accuse these people in public so that they couldn't claim that they didn't know that I was claiming that what happened here.
Yeah,
was
you were like filing an affidavit publicly of their wrong, putting them on notice.
Exactly, and I laid out the crimes against God and humanity, the criminal and tort liability.
Well, that's what the Founding Fathers did for a decade before 1776 at Lexington and Concord, was the committees of correspondence publicly proclaiming the crimes of the king.
Right, and so the purpose is he's going to email you this in a DVD format, and the guy is, we're going to go back out there today. The second thing I wanted to explain is people don't know what they could have done in regard to this abomination, but I made
What do you want me to do with this video? I mean, if it's usable, everybody just send me a waiver saying I can use whatever you send me.
He's already got a waiver on there. It says no rights reserved to be freely given and spread around.
If it's some good stuff, I might put it on the website.
Every time some police officer stops you in the car now, we need people to get out and start prosecuting them, start making cell phone calls, because we don't know that the next stop isn't them coming to get us. So this nightmare has hit home. All of these people, we're trying to show how to lay the blame.
Let me ask you a question. You know, the media on Monday said the violence escalated, and then a minute later, when they tried to bring her water, and now it's violent for children to try to bring water. And the police, I mean, it's just, they're redefining everything.
Absolutely. When I was out there, there's a guy who went and he tried to bring water, and then they use a pain compliance technique. I recognize that not only was that a false arrest.
Oh, yeah, they'll sit there and break arms in some cases.
A Fourth Amendment claim, but there was also excessive force in the actual effecting of the arrest. So there were two torts, and when I started laying out the liability, everyone came running over and said, that's going to be used against the cameraman, that's going to be used in retaliation against the Schindlers. Do you want to keep the Schindlers from being able to visit their daughter? At which point Robert Schindler Jr. made a statement, to which I then replied, well, we're going to do it in derogation of what...
You know, and they intimidate the family and say, we'll help your daughter if you control these people. Yeah, they really helped your daughter, didn't they?
Exactly. But a couple other things that the attorney yesterday...
Just be nice and don't be too loud and we'll take care of you.
It was sick.
No. You will fail if you get in our face, if you become powerful.
Right.
I mean, what garbage is that? We'll be back. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
The point of no return in the New World Order. Our duty is to warn people and to expose the crimes being committed by the globalists. To tell the truth, to face the horror, not just of the cases that the globalists point out to us, but all the cases we're aware of. None of us are secure, none of us safe while this is happening. I want to go to Tim and Sean and Eric and Rob and Charles, and we'll go to you here in just a few minutes. Last night at about 11 p.m., I left the editing studio working on the Arnold ad I'm going to run in California, exposing how they're pushing for him for president, tales@arnoldexposed.com, because I know that's an important part of the program and must be resisted, kind of a nexus point. And I was listening to Neil Bortz that they carry locally on 590 KLBJ. And Neil Bortz claims he's this libertarian, and very little of what he says do I agree with. I mean, it's all basically twisted, and he knows exactly what he's doing. You know, posing as a freedom fighter when He's actually selling you another brand of slavery. But he did say something, I think as he was speaking from the heart, that was very touching. And then he went right into some horrible stuff about, don't listen to these idiots that tell you a national sales tax isn't good, the fair tax is going to free everybody, and blah, blah, blah. No, the plan is to give us a sales tax along with the income tax, and then you'll have two forms of taxes, and it'll bring federal regulators through the federal tax into every terminal, every cash register in the country. You thought the IRS was bad, just get ready. It'll be administered by the National ID card, because people that make less than $15,000 a year will not have to pay the tax, but to make sure you're not cheating, they'll have to scan your card to, this is what they're saying officially, and then they'll have to research and see if somebody's buying too much for their demographic, or they must be buying for other people and then selling it to them without the sales tax because you're buying too much for your household. I mean, this is what they're saying they're going to do. So he's on there pushing this, and how the evil liberals are trying to stop it. No, they're pushing it, and that's the plan. I'm talking about that for about 8 years since I learned of that. And now we're very close to it coming to fruit. It's poisonous fruit. But then this poor caller calls in. I mean, it made me sad. This stuff really freaks me out. I mean, I hate seeing people caught in these snares. And I'm caught in my own snares. But gambling. Gambling's really bad, folks. And again, it manipulates an area of risk in the brain associated, again, with the hunting instinct. Am I going to get it this time? Am I going to shoot the deer with my bow and arrow this time? You know, I got to make it this time. I got to, and that's my own view sociologically on it, but I don't mean to get off into the mechanisms behind it. And it's also about hopefulness and dreams and magical thinking that pervade societies that are in decline. But this poor caller calls in, an intelligent-sounding black man, and he says, Neil, I'm against the sales tax because that'll cut in on my lottery. And Neil goes, how many lottery tickets are you buying? $100 a week. $100 a week. And my mother says it's bad, but, you know, I'm going to win. I just know I'm going to win. Plus, I've invested so much in this, I just got to keep going. And Neil said, you could tell he was upset about it. He wanted to warn this person. It was genuine. It wasn't the Neil Bortz I know, the arrogant liar, the arrogant manipulator. And Neil was saying, listen to me, please. I'm not being flippant. I'm not being arrogant here. My normal stick even said that. He said, please listen to me. If you take that $100 and invest it in guaranteed investments, $100 a week, you'll be a millionaire when you retire. Because he said, how old are you? And the guy said, 31, same age as I am. And so this guy's like, yeah, I think I'll take that into consideration. Yeah, I just really think, you know, but I'm still probably going to win. And I just want to tell you, and I know this makes a lot of you mad, you don't want to hear this. I have to sit there in line when I'm buying gas or I'm buying whatever at the gas station. And, I mean, sometimes when there's a big lottery going, all the gas stations will have lines of like 15, 20 people deep, both registers. And you see these people, poor people, rich people, middle class, dumping, you know, I'll take $150 worth. And you see them out there, you know, scratching off their tickets and doing all this. And especially with the lotteries with like $25 million jackpots, you've got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice and some of these Powerballs three times than you do of winning that lottery. And it's now the government's taken over gambling. And they're going to put a big casino in downtown Austin and all the things that go along with it and the life-wrecking garbage. And I'm not just talking about gambling, which I've never really talked about here on air, which has always annoyed me. All of this is, it's part and parcel of a symptom. They're promoting gambling, selling gambling. People who were predisposed to psychologically and just in their own chemistry to be predisposed to like gambling never came in contact with it. Now their pushers are everywhere. And for people that, you know, I just play it every once in a while. You know, I have never bought a lottery ticket for myself. One time we were going on a little trip, and my wife doesn't gamble, but I thought, oh, I'll just be nice. So I'll just buy a couple of these little scratch-offs and, you know, just for something to do. And it was stupid. And you know, gave them to her. But, I mean, that's how it starts. Well, I lost money. I got to keep doing it. You know, I'm going to win. Why don't you, if you think it's, you like to be reckless, why don't you gamble to stand up against tyranny? Well, it's not a gamble. You think it's a gamble. Why don't you be on the edge? You know, why don't you, you know, spend more time with your children? Why don't you, I mean, what's wrong with us when a society, when they say it's okay to take Ritalin and Prozac, it's okay to go buy $100 in lottery tickets a week? I mean, sometimes at the gas station by my house, I see the same people three or four times a week in there. So I'll go there for the ATM or for gas or for some bottled water if I'm in a hurry or something like that. If I forgot to bring some of my filtered water with me. And I just see these same people. And they're just pathetic. I mean, I know you're listening right now. I mean, why do you do it? Why do you do this? I mean, if you want to gamble, go invest in speculative defense stocks and got a really good chance of winning big, it's still a gamble. Or buy derivatives or something. I mean, at least it's part of it is tangibly real. And you're thousands of times, if not millions of times, got a better chance of winning. Plus, we've seen evidence that these lotteries are a scam, and that's a whole other. We haven't seen evidence. It's documented. It's all staged. And you can't really just explain this to people. I don't know why I'm off on lotteries. It's just, it was so sad to hear this guy who spends $100 a week. And, you know, when he makes more money, and Neil was saying this, and as he gets a family, he'll still spend more money on that. And, I don't know, let's go to calls. It's a side issue. Terry Schindler, known as Terry Schiavo, died today after almost 14 days, 3 hours short of 14 days of brutal torture, dehydration, and, he was murdered. Another way to define it. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, where are you calling me from?
Calling you from Canada, Alex.
Hello, Tim.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You've had a great show today. And for anybody who still hasn't gone to Prison Planet, you've got to go there. You just got to go there. I mean, it's just a bargain. That wasn't what I called to say, but I wanted to push it anyway, Alex. I really like the site. Alex, I wanted to, you had a call earlier who was trying to create a little trouble, I think. He was calling about the Mark Kornke thing, and then he mentioned something about Steve Quayle's site having a reflection or a link to Northeast Intelligence Network, and it does. And I'm a member there, so I just want to clear up a couple of things. And first of all, Northeast Intelligence Network does not permit anything that they consider anti-government to be put on that site or on their forum. And the forum is now down, so I don't know when's the last time he was there. At any rate, that's been the case for a long time. Now, Steve Quayle does not go to those forums. He doesn't go into any forums. He just doesn't have the time and doesn't have the wherewithal to be bothered with it, and I don't blame him. And Steve does not necessarily agree with the Northeast Intelligence Network. He said that on his show a number of times. As the guy,
well, let me be clear here. I mean, the point is, my broadcast is not about something to do with programming years ago with somebody's Sunday radio show. I mean, I was supportive of Mark Kornke when he got framed, when he went to jail up in Michigan, with the police falsely accusing him of bank robbery. So all I've been is supportive of people, and Mark sends me letters from jail. Wish I had time to write to him. And then somebody over here calls in griping at me, implying I've been bad to somebody. I mean, that's why I got angry at him. But I'm angry because now we're talking about it.
Yes.
This does not matter, sir.
Well, you're absolutely right, Alex. But I did want to clear that up because people do need to understand he did have a fraction of truth in there. Nine does not allow anything in their site that has anything to do.
Well, I've never been to this site. I think I've heard of it a few times, and I really just don't care. I mean,
well, I don't either. But
okay, what else is on your mind? I got
to
move on here.
Yes, that's fine. I was wanting to. Well, what I saw it as is an attempt to drive a wedge between you and Steve, which you guys are both coming from the same page, have been all along, and I don't like to see that happen. That really upsets.
No,
me.
I hear you, and I appreciate the kind words, and God bless you, and thanks for the call. I want to go to everybody else here. But my whole point is I got mad. I wasn't even going to talk about it. I was sitting there being real nice. Then during the break, I started, it was like a four-minute break, that long break we do at 20 after. And I was thinking, man, why? What have I done? You know, leave me alone. You know, don't call it act like I'm bad, I'm not even involved in something. Because people I interview and people that interview me, and I like Steve, I think he's a nice guy, but I go on NPR, I go on 2020, I go on Good Morning America, I've been on these shows, and I've been attacked, I've been quoted in the New York Times, misquoted, whatever. I mean, I was interviewed by Popular Mechanics, and they tried to twist what I said. Does it mean I'm for Popular Mechanics? I mean, it's just, the problem is the people that do this infighting, that's all they do. I mean, I hear it, and, you know, the fellow that called in was filling in a lot on the weekend on that show he was doing. I remember hearing him, and it was just spending half the time bashing the network he was on. And so one day they said, hey, go do a show somewhere else. About my First Amendment. Well, wait a minute. Your First Amendment is we don't go stop you from having a sandwich board on the side of the street doing what you want, or putting up your website, or making phone calls, or creating a newspaper. It doesn't mean you get to jump around like Captain Kangaroo, you know, just attacking the network you're on for months on end. I remember, you know, I just can't, and then I'm not involved in that, so don't bring your dirty laundry in my show and plop it on the ground, and I got real stuff to talk about. And these people that do this, they just constantly, it's all they do, just running on at the mouth, and because it's easier to fight with other patriots. It's harder to fight the New World Order. So just do not, I'm hanging up on folks that call about this. I don't censor calls, but, I mean, I just can't do this. We got serious stuff. So I'll give you 30 seconds to spout whatever you want to talk about, and then I'm moving on. Next is Sean in Alabama. Sean, go ahead. Sean in Alabama, you're on the air. Welcome. Okay, Eric in Oklahoma. Eric, go ahead.
Alex, I have to climb up on the mountain behind my house and stand on my barn to get good reception, but I just wanted to call and say that I love you, brother, and God bless you. And your heart shows through just all the time, and I sure appreciate it. Surely do.
And, well, I appreciate those kind of comments. I'm just an average person fighting the tyranny that I can clearly see.
That is certainly all around us. And by, you know what? Turing, Schiavo, Schindler, 13 days without food or water, that woman had more heart and had more struggle and more
And I have to correct something. I said 13 days, 9 hours. It was 13 days, 21 hours. 13 days, 21 hours that she made it.
Well, you know what? My grandfather, who struggled with Alzheimer's, when he finally was put in a rest home, pulled his feeding tube out. It took him 5 days to die. There was a man who really actually wanted to die, and he was a pretty strong man. A woman who's been emaciated for 14 years took her 13 days to die. If that doesn't say something to the people who thought this was just something about
And they were pumping her with morphine because of the convulsions and the moaning and the begging and the bleeding, and that was reported. The morphine will help you die, so she probably would have gone even longer.
Well, you know what? I've been without water for 4 days, and my tongue was broken. It was not a very good experience.
What, were you in special forces training?
Wilderness, yeah. No. My own struggle with myself. How's that?
Yeah, what was 4 days like without water?
Well, your brain starts to shrink. I could definitely feel that. My tongue was just about cracked and parched. My lips were parched. Your body starts to kind of eat itself. Your joints are like they're on fire. And when you start drinking water again, that's painful in and of itself. I'm kind of a survivalist. I like to push and test myself a bit, and I can tell you what, they pushed that woman farther than most healthy people could be pushed.
No, I hear you. Thanks, Rob, or Eric, excuse me. Rob in Wyoming's up next. Thank you, Eric. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I want to tell you something that happened on the 21st of this month.
Okay.
Make it real concise. I got charged with assault for ejecting a trespasser on my mother's property. And the cops were really cool until this shaved head cop showed up. And I found out later he terrorized my mother, almost gave her a heart attack. She's a little old lady, acting like there's a big terrorist alert. Okay, nobody arrested me or anything. Nobody even asked me for my driver's license, which is important to note. One quick side note, the citation is an admission of guilt. They've changed the wording. Okay, here's the main point. As I'm pulling out, and I found out this guy terrorized my mother, and that makes my blood boil. As I'm pulling out, first I said to the officer, where, how come you haven't sworn a complaint out duly with an imprecation, so help me God, or something? He said he didn't know anything about that. I said, I'd like to charge her with harassment, too. He didn't have any zeal, didn't have any interest in that, so it was selective. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to get you on the witness stand and ask you about why you are trying to avoid perjury and making this charge. The shaved head cop jumps in there, and he says, shut up, be quiet, zip your lip. And I'm walking away, I'm leaving.
I know, they think it's the military, and you signed up for it, and you're some new recruit at boot camp.
Right. So I said, I'm walking away. I said, well, sir, I got it. It's called the First Amendment. I am going to get him on the witness stand.
You know, I love how we call the cops, sir. I got pulled over the other night, and I said, sir. And he was nice and said, sir, back. But okay. Most of them, you say, sir, they just get more arrogant.
But don't let me miss my main point here.
Well, make it quick, sir.
Okay, so I'm pulling out. He tries to get in the car. He fumbles with the latch. I lock the door. He gets so mad, he hits the car, and I drive away 2 weeks ago. That was the end of it.
Interesting. Thank you for the call. You're lucky he's not saying you try to run him over. More of your calls in the final segment. Stay the course with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, on our local AM and FM station, on Global Shortwave at 3210, and then on the internet at InfoWars.com. Just briefly, because I want to talk to Charles and Ron, and then that'll be it for calls. My new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is 3 hours long, a little over 3 hours long on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes long on VHS. It's my best work, covers the dark secrets of the New World Order, covers 9/11, covers the latest police state developments. It's excellent. It's on DVD, now available. You can go to InfoWars.com to watch free clips of the films or look at all the other specials and other films. Order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. or call toll-free to get martial law or any of the other titles, 1-888-253-3139. Get it, make copies, and know you're having a big effect. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can go to prisonplanet.tv, get a membership there, and watch it online, and all the other films. I also want to just say this. All the listeners that email me that need help, that are having their children taken, their farms taken, that are being abused, I'm sorry. I read the emails. I read the letters. I get hundreds a week. You can keep sending them. I do read them. I cannot respond. I'm working 18 hours a day, literally. To all of the affiliates that have carried me for years, God bless you and thank you for your courage and your love of freedom and God. To all the listeners that have been so supportive and that have gotten the videos and that have supported us in other ways, you mean so much to me, and I know I have shortcomings, but I want to thank you for everything you've done from the bottom of my heart and soul. I bless you. And I just wanted to say so much more, but I'm out of time. But believe me, thank you. Thank you. I don't say that enough. I always mean to say that when I'm calm at home late at night. I think of all the good things and how thankful I am, and I get in this combat mode on air and don't ever really let you know how I really feel. Charles in Texas, then Ron in Oklahoma. Charles, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, do you think a lot of these rock musicians are putting out a lot of dangerous music realize that they are being used to further destroy society?
Well, they play the more savage, darker side, which feels good, but it is a dangerous path, and I don't think a lot of them know. Some of them do.
I know a lot of them have, you know,
and look at how destructive and unhappy their lives are.
I know a lot of them have contacts with, you know, the OTO and the Church of Satan and stuff like that.
Yeah, order of the, you know.
Also, have you ever seen the picture of Osama bin Laden with Fidel Castro?
No, I haven't seen that, but I do have confirmed real photos of him as a young man here as a CIA agent. Tim Osman was his code name.
I remember seeing pictures of him with, I saw the picture with him and Castro in, I think, American Spectator, but I can't find it anywhere on the Internet.
Well, I think it was probably a joke. Thanks for the call. I'm out of time. Thank you. Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, last caller. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Alex. This is Tim in Ohio.
Okay, I was told it was Ron in Oklahoma, but go ahead, Tim.
That's okay. Very cryptic last night. I know you don't watch a lot of TV. I watch it to usually monitor, looking for messages and signals and codes of them. The episode of South Park last night, they mentioned over and over and over this little boy, Kenny, that they kill off every episode. He was in a persistent vegetative state, and the whole episode revolved about the removal of his feeding tube. I could not believe it. You know how long it takes to turn around a program.
Were they saying it was a good thing on the show?
I was half asleep when I was going to it. I think it's going to be repeated again tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern, maybe 9 o'clock Central. I'll try to get it recorded, and I'll get back with you tomorrow.
Yeah, Hans Blix. Blix, buddy. How you doing today, Hans Blix?
What amazing prior knowledge. Like, how would they know? I mean, this was like 14 days ago she did that, and you know how long it takes to turn a show. So there's no way they could have done that show without not knowing that.
It's interesting. Thanks for the call. Is Ron in Oklahoma there? Because I'd give him the last 20 seconds. Ron, go. You're our tail gunner. You take us out of the show.
Alex, Eric in Oklahoma just talked about how much trouble he had receiving you. We're under an information blackout here in Oklahoma. I'd like all of your listeners all over the world to contact all media, all relatives, all friends, families in Oklahoma. Spread the gospel. Tell them what's
going
on.
God bless you. Yes.